Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
GM, in this hour, we'll start off by the best games in college football and our best bets in each. At 7:20, we go on to the Daily Baseball Slate and tell you our best bets for that. 7:40 is Parlay Central. If you don't want any of this minus 110, minus 120 nonsense, we got you covered with some moon balls, the equivalent of it in betting. Double D gives out his college football parlay, and we have the show parlay where we all get involved. It's all coming up next over the next hour here on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. All right, Cenk, so you gave us a little tease of what your bets might be, and you said you're only betting on something tonight, which I think is probably going to be baseball.
Yeah.
But there are some college football games tonight. I was just thinking to myself, I don't think I have partook in any Maction just yet. Like, it's coming. Wednesday night Maction, I believe. I haven't checked the schedule, but usually it comes in, like, October. But I haven't watched any of these, like, smaller schools for college football just yet. I think you've had a couple bets, maybe, on, like, Friday night games. So is it college football tonight or is it baseball?
No, I'm going to do baseball tonight. Baseball has been saving the old bacon here on these bets. Mm-hmm. Baseball bets have been pretty good, but it's because you have more of a sample size, so it's easy to sort of suss out like maybe what angle you should take. And I feel like football bets are just harder naturally, but also early in the season when you have all this variance until things kind of settle in. I feel like that's the way it is with most sports, which we've talked about, whereas once you kind of have a better understanding of where teams stand as opposed to all the uncertainty that comes with a new season, then you have a better chance of hitting your bets. So no football tonight, but definitely some baseball.
I just think whenever I've bet on Maction, it's just been like such a chaotic experience.
Yes.
Like when I think of Maction teams, I think of like somebody returning a kick for a touchdown and then throwing up on the sideline. And then like there's this wild swing where like there's four touchdowns and like seven plays or something. And so it just feels like something that doesn't feel like a stable commodity for me to bet on. Because, Jinx, I've tried. And I'm like, listen, these lines are probably softer. These games are probably easier to handicap. And then you watch the game, you're like, why would somebody put money on this? So, like, there's somebody out there making money betting on Maction, but it ain't me.
Oh, God. Who did I bet on early in the season? It was one of the worst games I've ever watched. Was it Toledo? Oh, God. Who was it? Maybe it was Akron. That's what it was. I got to look up this game. Akron.
I think I remember the score was like 9-6 or something.
God,
or no, it was like 9-2. I remember checking the box score. I was like, didn't Jinx bet on this game? It's literally a baseball score.
It was 10-0, which is like a game in Denver. And that touchdown, by the way, came real late in the game. Like it was 3-0 Wyoming. I had Akron in that game, like Akron +5 or something. And it was 3-0 for the vast majority of the game. And I was like, this is absolutely brutal. And then Wyoming gets a garbage touchdown late. They win 10-0. So I lose my bet after sitting through all of that. And I was like, I hate myself right now. I can't go to bed because I'm locked in to Wyoming and Akron. And I need the Zips to cover this number. Akron is 0-3 now, by the way. But yeah, that was not my favorite moment when it comes to following a particular game.
Yeah, and that's when you feel like the ultimate degenerate, right? Like, I saw this meme of, like, somebody with, you know, the face that Ken Rosenthal made towards that cameraman.
Oh, like, yeah.
How dare you?
What?
And somebody was like, when my wife asked me to turn off the, like, Bowling Green Toledo game so she can watch a movie. And you're just like, what? I've got to finish this game. Like, nothing feels more degenerate. Like, obviously, there are other sports to bet on.
Sure.
But, like, small level football and you're like sweating a game in the fourth quarter, you're like, why is somebody even watching this? And you're like, I need them to win by 7.
Yeah. God, it's the worst. I mean, there is bad football out there. As much as you talk about these marquee games and we get something interesting, on the flip side, there are times when you watch a really bad football game. Like, there's no execution. Might be rainy outside. There's no one in the stands. These teams are kind of limping along. Might be a lack of talent on the field. And you're like, why am I watching this? This is so awful. And it's just because you got money on it. Like, this is so bad. This is torture. And it's like, another 3-and-out for Akron. That's 8 in a row. It's like, I'm going to kill myself. This is awful. Yeah, it was a tough watch.
Yeah, but we all still do it. Like, that's the crazy thing is, like, I complain about it, but yet here I stand. And listen, I know our demographic. You guys out there do it, too. And if you're going to be betting on it, no matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up on your next parlay. Use this parlay boost token over at BetMGM to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. So we all know you've got 1,000 parlays waiting in the wings. Why not give them a little boost over at BetMGM? All right, Jenks, let's get to this week's slate of games in college football. Let's start with this one. A top 25 matchup in the Big 12 as number 17 Texas Tech is on the road at number 16 Utah. Utah laying 3 points here, total of 57.5. Jenks, I feel like the betting world loves Utah. Like, I have heard this for like years and years and years, is that you don't bet against Utah at home. They have one of the best home field advantages in sports that I feel like not a ton of people know about. And also, Kyle Whittingham feels like he's been there for 37 years. I think it's closer to like 20. But the head coach at Utah has been fantastic at home this during his career, 93-30 straight up and 67-50-4 against the number. I will say this, neither of these teams look like they've really been tested this year. But when you give me those type of stats on a team at home with a veteran head coach, Jenks, I'm thinking I'm going to lean on Utah here.
Yeah, I'm going to take Utah maybe on the money line. If you shop around, you can find it at minus 152. But I like laying the 3. It's come up from 2.5. But for the reasons you mentioned, Utah playing at home is... it's not a guaranteed moneymaker, but it's something you should really look at. In fact, going back to last season, Utah is 5-0 against the number in their last 5 games. And also, Texas Tech on the flip side has played no one. Arkansas, Pine Bluff, Kent State, Oregon State, combined record of 2-7. I think this game is going to be a shootout because you have two really high-powered offenses, but I think the real differentiator here is going to be the Utes defense, which right now, even though they haven't played a tough schedule either, is ranked number 8 in the country. And again, playing in Utah is a really, really tough place to play. It's an early game. It's going to be a great, you know, big noon kickoff, but I'm going to go Utah here, laying the points or on the money line.
Yeah, it just feels like the more comfortable pick to me. Like I said, like in the betting space, Utah is a darling when they play at home. Kind of similar to like Washington over the years. Like, you hear about like great home field advantages in college football, but like from a betting standpoint, these under the radar teams, that's where you can make some real money. So Texas Tech, we'll see if that that offense can still fly as high going against a solid defense in Utah. All right, so a couple other top 25 matchups. We got number 22 Auburn on the road at number 11 Oklahoma.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Well, I think this game is incredibly interesting. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's the Jackson Arnold revenge game. Oklahoma laying 6.5. Don't know if I said that. Now I did. Total of 47.5. Jenks, I know that you hate Oklahoma.
Can't stand
them. Fading them here?
I just wish it would just, you know, wish Oklahoma would just sort of sink into the earth and just be this big vat where it used to be. Like, oh my God, remember when Oklahoma used to be here? I kind of like Oklahoma in this game, but I don't want to bet it. I've gone back and forth, and whenever I keep going back and forth, then that's a stay away for me. In fact, this number is now at 7, so it's gone from 6.5 to 7. John Mathier has been so good for Oklahoma. They got Torrey Blaylock in the backfield, and he's been, you know, he's been a nice piece on the ground. I just feel like that with Jackson Arnold, yeah, it's a revenge spot, but don't you know that the Sooners know exactly how to play him? Don't you think they're going to have scouted him as well as anyone because he was on that roster last year? And also that Brent Venables' defense has, you know, lived up to its billing. Oklahoma allows 181 yards per game, so I think the money is flowing in the direction of Oklahoma for the right reason. I'm going to stay away from this one. Plus, I don't want to put my money. I don't want to cheer for Oklahoma. Oh, I'll go sooner, derp. No, I don't want to do that, but I do think Oklahoma is the right side.
Right. I think the quarterbacks kind of get top billing in this one, but I think the Brent Venables defense is the main selling point for me in this one, at least schematically. You know, he's going to have a great game plan going against Jackson Arnold here. But I'm wondering about this Auburn defense because statistically on paper, they have been very good at stopping the run. So maybe if they can corral John Mathier a little bit and make him pay for some of these runs, because remember when, who was it that played Oklahoma? Oh, Temple. They were like, we're going to treat Jackson, or we're going to treat John Mathier like a running back, and we're going to hit him hard. Well, they lost 42-3. I just don't think they had the personnel to really, you know, talk the talk or walk the walk after talking the talk. Maybe Auburn does, because I will say on the defensive line, this is a very big team. But at the end, I think I trust John Mathier and this Oklahoma defense a little bit more than Auburn, especially because it's a home game. But I did not think that I would be this invested in an Oklahoma and Auburn game.
I know.
But surprisingly, I am.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. And I do think you can make a strong case for Auburn to cover the number. Auburn is better than I anticipated, and this is a huge year for Hugh Freeze. So that's why I'm staying away. Again, lean OU. But if you're on the Tigers, I'm not going to talk you off of that.
Yeah, and speaking of Tigers, Clemson at home laying 17 against Syracuse. I think in betting, sometimes you look for situational spots and you're like, hey, is this a good buy low spot on a team that maybe still has something left? Because listen, I have been saying this for the past couple of weeks. It's like, this is a buy low spot on Clemson. It has not been a buy low spot on Clemson.
Right.
So, Jenks, are you sold on the Tigers here? Like, maybe it's a better spot for them, but 17 is a lot of points.
Maybe we should come around to the idea that Clemson isn't very good relative to the top teams in college football. This line opened with Clemson laying 17.5. Then it went to 17. Now it's at 16.5. So Clemson will win the game. But have we seen anything from Clemson to make us think that they're 17 points better than anyone? I really don't know, because even against Troy, they had to rally from 16 down to win that game. They were outclassed last week, and I think there's a real possibility here that Clemson kind of just goes through the motions in this game because already much of what they had planned for the season is in the toilet.
I'm making this face because I had high hopes in my predictions for Clemson.
Yeah.
Every time you say something, you're like, boy, was I wrong.
Yeah.
Because I had Cade Klubnik winning the Heisman. And you look at this Clemson team where I'm like, oh, yeah, they should have no trouble in the ACC. They have a cakewalk to the college football playoff. And you're just thinking, how could I be so wrong? But we see this in college football a lot. And this is why I think those preseason bets can be really tough. Because there is so much volatility, especially with quarterbacks. Like, we see this, we used to see this with guys who are like five-star blue-chip prospects coming out of high school. We're like, oh, this guy is like the real deal. He's going to be great. And then he's not great. And like, hell, look at Arch Manning. He was supposed to be a can't-miss guy. So it's just one of those things where you just cut your losses, and I will try not to make those faces when we talk about Clemson some more. All right, where do you want to go next, Jinx? Because I know you handicapped a ton of these games. Like, obviously, the Illinois-Indiana game is big, but is there a game that you, like, wanted to point out, or should we go to that one?
Well, I'm going to talk about some of these games later on in the show, so I'll hold off because I like Nebraska on the money line against Michigan. I like Miami. Well, I got Miami laying 7, and now that number is up to 9 against Florida. I mean, everyone's on Miami, but I think that game could be a blowout. But how about Illinois-Indiana? This is the matchup in the Big Ten this weekend, which is kind of crazy to think about, right? Number 9, Illinois, number 19, Indiana, and Indiana is laying 6, and I think this number has just gotten too high. I would be on Illinois here. So here's the thing. Indiana is a – I mean, both of these teams are very well coached, and Kurt Cignetti in particular has done a great job building up a program, which is really hard to build in Bloomington. They have just zero history. But at the end of the day, this should be a competitive game. A lot is on the line for both of these teams. 6 seems way too high. And I mentioned Texas Tech's early schedule and how bad it was. You talk about a bad early schedule. Listen to this for Indiana. Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, Indiana State. Like, God. Like, the big question in this game is, can the Illini offensive line keep Luke Altmyer upright enough to make plays? That's been their one issue early in the season, but I think they can, and there's just so much on the line here that 6 points seems way too much, especially in Bloomington, you know, with two teams that are in the top 20. So I've been waiting to say it. Sledgehammer me! Illini plus 6. That's for our resident Illinois fan, Brad Evans.
Ah, the catchphrase for Brad Evans there. Yeah, I think that's what it boils down to for me is, like, until proven to me otherwise, like, Indiana just hasn't played anybody. At least Illinois got a nice little road win against Duke. So when you're giving me 6 points, like, I think that's probably the way to go. But it doesn't feel like a game I'm probably going to bet on. But it is a big game. Like, you got to pay attention to this one because this could be one of the teams from the Big Ten that make it to the college football playoff. I know you can get big numbers on both these teams to reach the college football playoff if you are looking for plus money. So maybe instead of a side or a total, you can go that route if you like betting on futures. Coming up next, time to bet on baseball. Our daily baseball plays come your way next here on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.